okay, but what's the next step? Okay, but like, what are we doing after? Like, would he date me? Does he want to date me? Does he not want to date me? What about like, does he even want to get married in his life ever? Does he want kids? Because I think I want kids. Like,
you guys have had sex twice.
Maybe. Like, and one of those, like, you didn't even come. Like, do you know what I mean? Both. Like, both times, probably. Chill. To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Schnitt Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. There are some things you can't find when you're shopping online, like someone to say you look beautiful when you ugly cry, or a guy who checks all the boxes and lo and behold is actually single. Honey, I feel that. Or a first date that isn't the worst, most uncomfortable thing ever. Did they actually write this copy specifically for me? Like, seriously. But if you're going on vacation, buying a gift, or just looking for some retail therapy, don't forget to use Honey. It's how I know I'm never overpaying when I shop online. Honey is so easy to install, and the best part is I know I get the best deal, but Honey does all the work. I'm not worried I'm missing out, and I'm not hunting for coupons or promo codes either. I mean, you guys already know how we feel about Honey. This might be the first time we've actually read Honey copy. Like, I don't know that we've ever done it before, but we were told that we specifically had to do it this time, and I get why, because... I mean, relatable. But yeah, you can download Honey in just two clicks. I don't know. We love it. I save money on Honey every single day. Mm-hmm. Anything I buy online, at least I know in my heart that I'm getting the best possible deal. Like, even if there isn't a coupon, I'm like, okay, well, there's no coupon out there that I'm missing. Like, that makes me feel a little better.
It's like
this is the price I'm paying, you know? Look, there's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer in just two clicks. Never overthink the promo code box again. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Ellie. That's joinhoney.com/Ellie. Honey, online savings simplified.
Whoa.
I think they change the tagline like every time we get a new copy, but... You'll figure it out, honey. We love you.
Throwing things at the wall.
There's no reason anybody shouldn't be using it. Okay, sorry. I'm so passionate about Honey that I'm just like, we need to actually do an episode right now. I forgot. I was like, I'm going to talk about Honey for an hour.
Just an hour-long advertisement for Honey. And all getting right, your shit
and
together.
And that's our show today. That's all, folks. Okay. I turned 23 tomorrow, you guys. Today's my last day of being 23.
Don't, 22.
22. I listened to 22 by Taylor Swift while I got ready this morning.
I'm telling
in depression.
23 is so much better than 22. I'm telling you.
I know, but I get melancholic every birthday.
Yeah.
I just like
in like a week you'll be like, I love being 23.
It's I like, probably will, yeah. But like I hate it when I'm going up to it. Like I hate it. I cried so much when I had to turn 22
because
I loved
because
being 21
is like great.
But then I loved 22. Like 22 was like such a interesting year too. 22, I moved to New York.
Yeah.
22, I got my first job. 22, I left college. 22, I like, I don't know. I feel like so many things happened to me at 22.
Yeah, but think 23 is like, I am. Like, it's not like I'm becoming. It's I am.
Oh, it's like I'm not becoming an adult. I am an adult.
Yes.
I told that to one of the guys here, Kevin. I was like, yeah, I feel like 23, you're like a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you're not a real person. You're not a real person until you're 26, so...
I kind of agree with
that. Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like everyone you date before you're 26 doesn't even count. Yeah. Like, they don't exist. They don't matter. They don't count. Like, you could date anybody.
It's just something that happened.
I should be like, yeah, didn't happen. I feel like when you're 26, it's like, all right, in the next couple years, I should probably start thinking about settling down. So, like, no one you date before then even matters. And that's the entire episode. That's it.
Yeah, if you're not 26 yet,
you don't have to
shit.
Care. He's not shit, I promise. Unless you're like marrying your high school sweetheart, in which case, like, okay. Like,
okay.
No, I'm happy for you, I guess. Last night I was thinking about how I'm like never gonna like find love.
That's wild.
I know.
That's fucking wild.
That's what I was just like, because
you can't pop. You can't actually.
No,
think
I really genuinely believe it because. Think about my behavior over the last week or so.
At 22.
Yes.
When you just said it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But it's like, if I can't get my fucking thought patterns under control, then I'm never, ever going to be in a relationship. My therapist was like, why the fuck do you always assume that people aren't into you? Like, why do you assume that everyone just wants to be your friend?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, because they wouldn't I? What evidence have I had to the contrary? And she's like,
Exhibit A.
Exhibit B. Exhibit C. I'm like,
points were made. But yeah, that's what I was thinking about last night in bed. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking die alone if I can't get my fucking shit together.
You don't want a boyfriend, though.
No, I don't want a boyfriend, but...
You want a summer fling.
I want fucking something.
Where's the summer fling?
Where is my summer fling? I deserve it. I want a fucking birthday kiss. I've never had... Oh, that's not true. I've had that. But it wasn't, like, anything interesting.
It didn't lead to something.
It was this...
Oh, my God. My birthday kiss this year was so good.
You had such a good birthday kiss. You had the best birthday kiss of all time. The best birthday kiss ever. I've never had that. Maybe. Nope. Oh. Yeah, I made... Okay, 21, I made out with this guy who was a customer at my bar who I used to flirt with, but, like, just so he would buy shit from me, obviously. Yeah. And then he saw me at pub, gave me his vintage Cubs hat, and then kissed me. That was kind of cute.
That's cute.
And then 22, I made out with a bartender in a back alley.
That's hot.
Less cute.
Cute, hot.
Certainly less cute.
What's the next one going to be? What's tomorrow going to be?
I don't know.
Me?
Who fucking knows, Alana? I better be, like, I don't know, dry humping some guy in the middle of a dance floor tomorrow night, or I'm going to
die.
I'll be very upset.
Just spontaneously combust.
I might. I'm getting to that point again where it's like, I got to kiss someone in the next, like, week or so, or I might die. Mm-hmm. I might die. Because it makes me make poor decisions.
What?
Like, when I haven't gotten laid in, like, 3-ish weeks, that's where my brain starts to get a little, like, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, I'm just a little, like...
The libido is so high that you're not thinking. That
I'm just not making correct decisions. Yeah. I'm like, anybody.
You! Over there.
I think I like him. Like, no, you don't. You're just horny. So there's another piece of advice, ladies. Do you like him or are you just horny? Probably just horny. All right, let's get into this episode. Yeah. All right, let's get into those Tuesday morning thoughts. Today we're talking about, kind of funny because I was talking about how I just, like, want to be in love. Not even true.
It's just a lie. Just,
like, straight up a lie. Like, that's just not even true. I'm just bored. We're talking about how to slow down the DTR. We're talking about DTRs and also, like, how to slow your roll. Because as women, I don't know if guys do this too, but I feel like I always meet a guy, and if I like him even a little bit, my brain goes straight to, like, well, I guess we could do, like, Christmas at my house and, like, Thanksgiving at... Like, my brain goes so far in the future. Like, you're already planning activities that you want to do with him 6 months in advance. You're like, oh, my God, we could go skating at Rockefeller Center. It's June. Like, you need to calm down. Or I do the story in my head. I start thinking, like, well, what about us, like, walking down, like, a sunlit boulevard? Like, crazy. Like, my brain goes full crazy. And it's, I know that we're not at that point in our relationship, but it's very difficult to kind of stop yourself from being like, what are we if you...
I'm sorry. I don't know.
I thought you were going to make a note and then you just, like, scribbled. I was like, what's she doing?
Important things are happening on my notepad.
Like, what are you doing? I think it's really hard to stop yourself from kind of being like, what do I want out of this relationship from the start? I think the best way to get an actually healthy and good relationship is to let the relationship be what it is at the time that it is, and not let yourself go, okay, but what's the next step? Okay, but, like, what are we doing after? Like, would he date me? Does he want to date me? Does he not want to date me? What about, like, does he even want to get married in his life ever? Does he want kids? Because I think I want kids. Like,
you guys have had sex twice.
Maybe. Like, and one of those, like, you didn't even come. Like, do you know what I mean? Both. Like, both times probably. Like, chill. Yeah. I guess is the thing. Like, how do you do that? That's what we're talking about, I guess. What the fuck is it? So if you've been hooking up with someone for a bit, you think you like them a little bit, you want to know if you're, like, together, I would strongly advise you to not ask that question.
Yeah. Don't phrase it like that, for
don't
sure.
Don't ever be like, so what are we?
Okay. Right.
I'm Alana. Like, I when I'm know. I'm going to lose.
It's like
my mind.
The loudest power tool too. What is that?
What are you
the
doing?
The jackhammer? Is that what it's called?
Speaking of jackhammer,
that just makes me think of
me too. Like
sex. Yeah.
It's like the balls.
Yeah. I think the minute you phrase it like that, "What are we?" is it when you scare everyone away.
If a guy said to you, and you'd only been seeing each other for a little bit, and you weren't kind of in that headspace, you were like, yeah, "Oh, we're just hanging out," and he said to you, "Hey, like, what are we?" Wouldn't you kind of be like, nothing?
I don't know. Yeah, we're nothing.
I'm going to run away and never talk to you because you want this more than I do. I think it's so funny that in the beginning of relationships, it's this weird balancing act of like no one wants to seem like they're too into the other person. It's like almost like a power struggle. And I hate that. Like, I don't think it should be like that. Like, I don't like games. You guys know that. But you have to recognize that in the beginning of the relationship, it's sort of like playing the cool person.
Yeah.
It's like he's trying to be Danny from Greece.
Zuko.
Yeah, Danny Zuko from Greece. And you're trying to be Sandy at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. But like both of you are like the
fucking losers.
Like literal fucking like, I don't know if they like me or not. Yeah, yeah. Like
channel Sandy at the end of Greece.
I'm telling you, what you need to do, if you're into a guy, you kind of want to see where things might go. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to scare him off by asking where things are going to go. All you have to do is channel your inner cool girl, channel your inner like husky voice. Like she doesn't give a shit. She wears mom jeans. She hangs out with the boys. Maybe she's like smoking a cig or something.
Yeah.
Channel your inner girl like that and just be like, when you're hanging out alone and you just have a quiet moment, just say, hey, I like you.
Or
like,
I'm into you.
I'm into this. Or like, I like this. This is nice. Don't say like,
what are we?
Like, I do not do that.
I want to be your girlfriend. Are we exclusive? Are you sleeping with anyone else?
Right. Like,
no.
Or if you absolutely, if you want to be exclusive, be like, hey, like, just so you know, like, I'm not fucking anybody else.
Yeah.
And then like go immediately back to your phone. Hey, by the way, I'm not fucking anybody else.
That's perfect.
Scroll. Like, have the Instagram ready. Do a double tap. Be like, I'm not even paying attention to your answer. Your answer doesn't matter to me. I'm just letting you know how I feel, even though in your head you're like, tell me.
Yeah, like, just be so, so, so nonchalant.
You have
about
to be
it.
The coolest person you've ever been in your whole life. Like, I am a loser. Like, right. I am the least cool person. I've never been cool. Like, I'm not a cool girl. And I hate the idea of the cool girl, but I will say it's to your advantage to sort of act like, whatever he says doesn't matter. Like, you're just putting yourself out there. Saying, like, hey, like, I'm having fun with you, just so you know. And if he wants to say something back, if he wants to be like, hey, yeah, I'm having fun too. Or if you say, like, I'm not fucking anybody else, and he's like, I'm not either.
Perfect.
Like,
that's it.
That's all. But if he doesn't want to, like, say that, then you also have your answer. If you say, hey, like, I'm into you, and he's like, oh, like, that's great. There's your answer.
Boom, run.
There's your fucking answer.
Because things are going well.
Yeah.
Because you haven't
been crazy.
Been crazy, and you haven't put pressure on it being something. Like, that's why they're going well.
Which, like, I will say it sucks because I am crazy and I wish that you could just be yourself and be crazy. I just saw a tweet. This girl was so fucking funny. She's like, I'm tired of pretending to be cool. Like, I am balls to the wall insane. Like, I'm gonna treat you right and I'm gonna cry every day. It's you know, high risk, high reward. I was like, that's the funniest thing I've ever read in my entire life, because that's so me. Like, I wish that I could just be crazy from the start, but you kind of can't, because it takes a very special guy to be able to handle that level of crazy, especially if you're as crazy as some of us are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you, and I think you should own your crazy, but in the beginning of a relationship, it's so fragile. And let's be real here, ladies, men are fragile.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be so careful with them. Like, they're little baby birds. Like, you can't, like, throw them out of the nest too fast, because they will die.
Yeah.
Like, they will just, like, imagine he is, like, he's a baby bird. You're like a grown bird, because obviously women are more mature than men. If you want him to not die when you show him you're crazy, you have to like give it to him slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to like give him a little flying lesson, and then you can push him out of the nest. So just by saying like, hey, I like you, but not expecting an answer for him.
Not do you like me.
Yeah. It's like it's his moment where he can kind of like hop closer to the ledge. He's like, oh,
she likes me. She's not sleeping with anyone else.
Or if he's not ready, then he'll stay where he is.
Yeah, and
you'll have your answer. That's a weird metaphor, but whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like we are so, you know, you ever get obsessed with one question?
Yeah.
And you're like, if I just knew the answer to this one thing, then my whole life would be better. I wouldn't obsess over this every fucking night before I go to sleep. I wouldn't be asking myself, well, does he even like me? Are we together? Are we exclusive? What are the questions we obsess over?
Are you sleeping with anyone else? Like, do you want to be
like
with me?
Does he still like his ex? Like,
how do you, what do you think about when you think of me? Like, shit like that.
Right,
it's nuts.
Like, am I just a fling? Or are you into, like, these questions that, like, will drive you crazy and you think, if I just know the answer to it, I'll feel better. The truth of the matter is, if you ask the question, you're probably not going to get the answer you want. So you have to find a way to phrase it as a statement instead of a question. As though it's
about,
like,
yourself.
Yes, it's an I statement. It's not a, like, You're not saying you like me. Like, that's weird. You're saying, like, I like you.
I like you.
It's an I statement. It's a statement. It's not like I'm inviting you to give me an answer here. It's not even like, it's not like you're, it's like you're not showing weakness. It's not like you're like, oh, like,
it's like,
I need this question or I'm going to fucking combust. Like, you're just like, hey, like, I'm secure in myself.
Yeah.
Even though you're not. I'm secure in myself and I don't need your feelings, even though you do. But I'm letting you know this is how I feel. No strings attached, even though there are.
Even though I'm fucking nuts.
Even though I'm actually like writing our names together in my diary every night. Mm-hmm. Girls are fucking crazy.
Girls are crazy. And it's so easy.
It's like, so much easier to be crazy than to not be crazy. And I hate the word crazy. You guys know that, like, I just think it's a dumb.
Be like neurotic. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, in your head.
That's like, just, I think that's part of like being a woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we're wearing the same necklace. That's so cute.
So cute. FabFitFun queens.
Queens.
Let me tell you, ladies. This is I'm for real about this because there was this guy that I had been talking to right before I moved to New York, actually, like the summer before. And I texted him. This was in my drunk text video, but I texted him. And I was like, so you ever gonna ask me out or like, what are we doing here? Because it was frustrating. Like, he never was like, let's go on a date or anything. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I felt like we should. Like, we talked all day. He talked all day, every day. And then we would like FaceTime all the time. Like, and then he would never be like, okay, but like, let me take you out. And I was just like, okay, so what are we doing here? And he was like, I mean, like, obviously I'd like to like, you know, take you out, but I think like what we have going is like really good. Like I
you put him against the wall, then he kind of freaked out.
He kind of freaked out and was like, no, I think it's fine if we just like have sex and like you send me nudes sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? I was just like, oh, okay.
But then that's your answer, I guess.
I guess that's my answer, but it's like we're friends now, but it's like so weird. I was like, oh, okay, because like I like liked you.
Yeah.
And that stinks.
That stinks.
That's over.
Like, I feel like if you like just told him first, like, I like you, and let him kind of think about it, and then maybe he would have been like, oh, wait, maybe I like instead of putting him up against the wall.
That's a question that I always have, because it's like when you like someone and you tell them you like them,
yeah,
I feel like it's implied that there's an expectation that you do something about it. But I wish it was more common that I could just be like, hey, just so you know, like, I like you. You don't have to do anything with that information, but I just, it's out there and I want you to know that.
And seeing someone and like, it's like that. Like, it's just like affirmation like that. Like, I like you. I really like spending time with you. I'm not sleeping with anyone else. Like, we both know that. And there's no questions about what's next. So it's so
because
fun
you
and happy.
Feel calm.
Yeah. You're there's like, nothing
oh,
to question.
He likes me. He's not sleeping with anyone else because we're saying it to each other.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like, but like, are you going to ask me to move in with you? Like, are you gonna date me? Like, it's just like
those statements are defining what you are.
Yes.
Without you being like, what are we? And then it's just like cool and chill and everyone's having fun.
All I'm saying is like, I wish when you like someone, I wish you could just that you're not seeing when you like develop feelings for someone. I wish you could just be like, I like you.
Tell, but I think you should.
Yeah, but like, what if they like you back?
you feel it when it's appropriate to say it. Like, you know the moment where you should be like, you know what? I like spending time with you. I really like, I'm into you. And then like let
panic inside
let
of my
the steps
soul.
Come from that.
Okay, but
you know
like
what
then
I mean?
Maybe you need, I don't know, because as a I feel like I think kind of like a guy in that sense where I get real freaked out when people act like they like me. If a guy that I was like not really seeing but like spending a lot of time with ever turned to me and was just like, I like you, I don't know what I would do. I think I would panic.
Yeah, but it's, I feel like it's the manner that you say it.
Yeah,
it, the more nonchalant you are, the more like, oh yeah, this is just me being saying what I'm thinking out loud.
Ooh,
and I'm cool,
I'm like
about
a chill
it.
Hippie girl.
Yeah, like it, but if you're like, listen, if you send like a text or like you're like, listen, I just wanted you to know that I really like you, that makes you sound like you've been
pathetic.
But if you're just sounding, if you're out and the guy that you're feeling and like been hooking up with or whatever looks at you and he's like mid laugh and is like, I'm really into you, and keeps on his way, wouldn't you fucking
melt? And just took a sip of his drink, I would just be like, oh, he likes
me. And that's perfect. And that's how you like build up those steps without being like, well, are you, what are we?
Okay, you just sounded exactly like the Valentino white bag line. Lipstick in my Valentino white bag.
In my Valentino white bag. But that's how guys
know,
hear
I know,
you.
I know. that like kind of like
I'm freaking the fuck out. But if you
need to channel your cool girl, fake smoke your fake cigarette and just be like, I like you, like you're a French prostitute, like you know, I like spending time with you.
And then that was just a little take Italian. Another drag. I don't know what that was. Yeah, what was that?
I was trying to do French and it kind of mutated. I like you.
And then move the fuck on.
And then it's nothing.
Because it's nothing.
It doesn't have to be anything. Mm-hmm. I wish that it was like more chill to just like people. I mean, I feel like as an adult, it should be. I feel like it's not fucking junior high when you have a crush on someone and it's like the biggest secret. Like
you
no
make
one
it
can
the
know.
Biggest thing.
I know I do.
This is a youth.
It's a me problem, but I don't know how to not be like that. I wish I could literally walk up to someone and just be like, I like you. Move on.
Take a sip of your drink. That's what you should be doing, I think.
You think I should do that? Should start doing that?
Yeah.
Just telling people when I like them?
Yeah.
But what if we're friends? It makes things weird.
Okay, not like that. Like, you gotta take the steps first to establish that you're even, like, sexually connected on some level.
That's
like,
true.
I'm talking about a guy that you, like, have slept with, have been texting.
Right.
Have spent some time
with.
Oh,
with those guys, I'll always tell them when I'm
right,
into them.
Right.
That's easy. It's just like when you want more with someone that, like, you don't know how to get more with. Mm. Then it's like, should you say or should you not? I'm always like, probably not. Probably don't make things weird.
Okay, so now we're talking about like the before there's even anything.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a totally, because this is, I think a lot of people have this moment of like, I want more with this, like I like this person more than just a friend or like.
But they don't know it
but
yet.
But they don't know and like you don't want
to
make things weird.
I feel
weird.
Like you have to do that by starting to spend time with them.
Yeah.
Like ask them out. Like invite them out with your friends, sit with them alone in the corner, chat with them,
grab a drink with them
drinks.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like, just be like, hey, you want to grab a drink after work or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And make them see you that way. And then you say like, I like spending time with you. You don't say I like you yet.
Ooh, I like spending time with you. I always have a good time when we hang
but
out.
For the for the guys that you've been like sleeping with, texting,
then you say, I like you.
I'm into you.
This has been fun. Yeah. I'm having fun with you.
Yeah.
Two different scenarios,
yeah,
and two different approaches,
yeah,
but similar styles.
It's the virtual cigarette.
You have to be so much more cool when it's someone that you haven't slept with yet.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
You can't, like, you can be a little less cool if you already know that they like sleeping with you.
Yeah,
and you can just be like, I know you like my body.
I think if you take it by the reins and make I statements,
mm-hmm. and just pretend to be cool.
Yeah,
I'm not asking you to actually be cool. You can still be crazy in your head and to your friends over text.
Just for this one sentence, hold it together.
For
suck
one,
in your gut.
Can we hold it together for one sentence? Gird your loins, ladies. Okay, just like suck your
important.
Uterus up into your like I don't know.
Yeah,
where is your uterus? Like down here. Yeah. Oh my god, my tummy is so floppy right now. Not
yeah,
bikini
you got,
body
you
ready.
Got this.
Yeah, you got this, ladies. And me.
Yeah, Ellie, get it together.
I need to get it together. I need to stop freaking the fuck out when somebody says that to me, though. Like, that's my issue.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for Tuesday Morning Thoughts. Did I not just say I was horny? My CoStar app goes, maybe you just need a good roll in the hay.
Oh, my God.
CoStar.
On
CoStar has been on it this week.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Before we get into what my therapist said to me this week, got a word from a sponsor, Daily Harvest. I love summer. I love summer. I don't love New York summer because it's a bajillion fucking degrees. But Chi-Town summer, I mean, tell me if you agree. It's like the best summer in the world. That breeze off the lake and you go on the boats and the hot dogs and the Wrigley. I mean, it's the best summer in the entire world and I miss it more than anything. But now that the warm weather is here, the last thing I want to do is spend my days trapped indoors standing over a hot stove, especially in my apartment. It has like no ventilation. It gets about a bajillion degrees when we turn the stove on. There's so much fun stuff to do during the summer. I need the option to just eat and go. That's what I love about Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted food that is built on fruits and vegetables and can be prepared in less than 5 minutes. Fill your box with...
Stuff your box.
Fill your box with more than 65 different options, like ready-to-blend smoothies, refreshing chilled soups, and savory harvest bowls. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. Each Daily Harvest cup takes one step to prepare with room for customization. All of Daily Harvest ingredients are sourced and selected for maximum nourishment and peak season flavor. I like all the smoothies. Those are really, really good. And I know that they have like protein and like vegetables in them. So they make me feel like super like I'm doing the right thing. They're healthy. The best part Daily Harvest single serving cups are the ultimate grab and go meal or snack, so you can get a dose of nourishing fruits and vegetables at any time of day. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code Ellie to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code Ellie for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com, promo code Ellie. I could not say fill your box. That took me, I think I laughed for a good 5 minutes. You ever just like have that moment where you get like the sillies and then you can't get out of it? That's where I was. Okay, let's get into what my therapist said to me this week. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be okay. It's gonna be a good, good life. That's what my therapist said. This is sort of like a serious one, I guess. To be honest, my therapist and I this week talked about some stuff that I can't talk about on here because it's like too personal. But I've been thinking a lot about how difficult it is to talk about mental illness and talk about your anxiety, your depression, whatever, with people who don't experience it, don't have it, and don't understand it. It can be so difficult. I know that a lot of you probably experience this when you're feeling really, really overwhelmed and anxious and you tell someone that you love and you trust them and, you wouldn't expect them. You're like, this person's not going to make me feel worse. But you say, hey, I'm feeling really anxious right now. And then they just go, oh, don't. It's fine. Everything's fine. Okay, that's not like how anxiety works, but thank you, I guess. And then you just kind of feel like, or you ever have someone kind of get mad at you for your anxiety? Like they think it's an excuse. Like when you say you're not comfortable doing something because of like, you know, your anxiety is going to be really bad and they kind of roll their eyes or they're like, oh, come on, just do it. Like you'll be fine. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, but I don't want to put myself through that. Like I know I'm just going to feel fucking miserable. So why would I do that to myself? And like, they don't necessarily understand that. I used to have a lot of anxiety when it came to like alcohol. Like senior year of college, I had like really bad, like I couldn't drink. Like I would go to the bar and I would get a drink and I would hold it, but I couldn't drink it because I just felt so nauseous and like anxious that like I felt like I couldn't escape. The bars were like so like packed. Like it was like 20 years to get to the bathroom if I had to throw up that I couldn't get to it. And it's like all like it was like a whole thought process that was like not true. Like it was all panic disorder telling me that. But in my mind, I was just so uncomfortable. And I had a friend who would get like mad at me for not drinking. She'd be like, why aren't you drinking? Here, chug this, drink it. And I'd be like, dude, like, I can't. Like, if you make me feel like I have to drink right now, like, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm uncomfortable. Like, I'll throw up. But I had also friends who, if I was around them, I knew they didn't care if I drank or not. Mm-hmm. Like, they weren't like, we know you're still fun when you're sober, so I don't care if you drink or you don't. And with them, I always was able to drink, like, mm-hmm. because I felt comfortable there because they didn't make me feel like my anxiety about it was a burden. And I know it's not on purpose. People don't do that on purpose, you know. I don't think your friends are ever like, I'm gonna make this person miserable.
to fuck up her day.
It's just like they don't understand the way your brain works and they don't understand how difficult it can be to do simple things like make a phone call, drive somewhere, like be in a certain space if you have an anxiety, be around a certain person if you have like trauma associated with that person. Like my friends have always been very understanding of that kind of stuff, but the drinking stuff was really hard because it was college and like what do you do in college? Like you drink. Mm-hmm. And I love to drink. Mm-hmm. But I was having a hard time with it because I just had that panic disorder of like I threw up from drinking once at a bar and then I thought, okay, well what happens if it happens again? You know? And I didn't like being in the crowded spaces. It got to the point where I convinced myself that I didn't even like going out. I convinced myself, like, I don't like bar crawls. I don't like big, like, day drink events. Like, I don't like this and that. But that's not even true. Like, I love to fucking drink. Like, I love going out. I really love it. But my anxiety sometimes tells me something else. And it's really difficult for me to go out sometimes. It can be really difficult for me to get myself to go out. And I'm mostly past that. It still happens to me once in a while. But, like, it can be very difficult to explain to people who don't understand anxiety, what it really feels like to be anxious. And the truth of the matter is, and I wish this wasn't the case, but some people are just never going to understand it. Mm-hmm. People can try their very, very best. But I think unless you really understand what it's like to have a misfiring brain, like you don't really get it. Like you can understand it, but you don't get it. It's not debilitating. People feel anxiety. Anxiety is a feeling. People feel it even if you don't have anxiety. But you don't understand how debilitating it can be if you don't have it. So my recommendation is find someone who's like your anxiety buddy. Someone who like understands what you go through, who has their own struggle with it, so that anytime that you are just like, I am so anxious, I'm in a room full of people that I don't feel comfortable telling that I'm anxious, you can text them and they're like, okay, they'll talk you down. They know how to talk you down. They'll say like, do your breathing, or like, what's making you anxious? What's the root of it? Like, let's talk through it. What would happen if you did have a panic attack? Like, why are you thinking that you will have a panic attack? Finding someone like my friend Hannah is that for me. Like, I can always explain to her my irrational thinking because I know she understands that just because I'm having an irrational thought doesn't mean like I'm an irrational person. Like, she understands that, like, I have a lot of common sense. I'm a very rational person. Every once in a while, my brain goes crazy. And like, she just helps me talk through those things. And I think if you can find someone like that, that's really helpful. But when it comes to like your significant other, I feel like that's really tough. Explaining to someone like, sometimes I do this because of XYZ. I think people who don't suffer with mental illness maybe think it's like an excuse or something.
Definitely.
Like, oh, you're just making up this story of what happened to you because you don't want to take responsibility for the fact that you did this. It's like, sometimes I cannot control the way that my brain thinks, and I can control my actions based on those thoughts, but that's something I'm working on, you know? Sometimes I'm going to do something and then just have to be like, I'm sorry, this is what happened in my head. And I think to communicate with a partner that, like, I just need you to believe me that that's what my brain does sometimes. Like, it's not, nothing I do is meant to hurt you. It's like something I can't control. I think that's a good thing to say. Like, sometimes my mental illness makes me do crazy shit. But, like, sorry. And like, even like, I don't know. It's just hard. It's really hard to talk about mental illness if you don't have it. Like, because you just don't really get it.
Especially things that are like anxiety, blah, 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 because everyone has anxiety, so they're like, oh, you're just being dramatic. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's completely different when it's like it consumes you. It's like you feel physical symptoms, like,
yeah,
it's very different. It kind of like traps you sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's like I want to be sometimes it's like I want to be fun and I want to be normal, but like I'm normal. Literally fighting against every instinct in my body right now to just have a good time, and sometimes you just don't want to do that fight. Mm-hmm. It's like I have trouble with that sometimes with like going out. It's like I want to. There's nothing that's telling like in my logical brain I want to, but I also know that I'm feeling this type of way and I'm going to have to work so much harder than everyone else to have a good time. Like, I just don't want to do it. Like, that's fair. You need friends that understand that. Mm-hmm. But I also understand that that's sometimes tough to find. But if you have a friend that's actively making you feel badly about it, you need to talk to them and explain to them how they make you feel when they do that. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure they're not doing it on purpose. They don't realize because they're just not thinking about it like that. It's tricky. It's like something really, really tricky. And as you get older, it doesn't stop getting tricky. But hopefully when you're more comfortable with your own anxiety, your depression, whatever, you kind of have to think about it like it's like a friend that's kind of annoying that you don't really like, but like you still hang out with because like I'm not gonna exclude her, you know? Like, that's how I feel.
Invite her sometimes. Well,
like, she's my buddy. Like, I don't care for her all the time, but like, she's there and there's nothing I can do about it, you know? It's like having an annoying kid sister that tags along with you. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. But once you can understand your own anxiety, you're better able to explain it to other people. So I guess that's what I'm saying. Work on figuring it out and being okay with the fact that it's there because it's not going away. Mm-hmm. You're never going to be like, oh, I'm cured. Like, my brain works now. Like, that's like just not really how it works. You just have to like kind of get comfortable with the idea that you're going to have to work a little bit on learning how to feel comfortable with the fact that it's there. And explaining to people that sometimes your little sister has a tantrum and you have to take her home. Like,
I got to get the fuck out.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. I mean, she's about to shit her pants and cry in the middle of the floor. We don't want that. I don't know. Do you like, I don't know what we've ever really talked about. I mean, we've talked about being anxious. But yeah. Do you have any like?
I'm definitely not chronically.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any, like, I'm not diagnosed with things, but there's been, like, I guess, periods of time where
you've had,
it was like constant and I was like not eating, like lost a bunch of weight, like didn't go out, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, I can't empathize with that because I don't, like, I don't have that diagnosis, but like, I definitely know what that feels like. And it sucks because your friend that was probably, that was like in your face, like drink, 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 really probably thought that she was helping you.
She wanted me to like,
she wanted you to have not fun.
Focus on this. Yeah. Like, have fun. Like, just like get distracted. But I was sitting there, I was like, I'm going to fucking die.
But
like die.
Now she's making it worse, but she doesn't realize that. Yeah. That kind of sucks.
Yeah. That sucks. I mean, that sucked. I mean, like, I wanted to obviously spend time with her, but I was like, I can't be around you. You make me so fucking anxious.
So you just have to have those conversations, I guess, because people don't get it. Like, if you can't relate on that level, like, you don't know how those things feel. So, like, I probably would have done the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, not realizing that it's, like, making it worse. Because, like, you would be, like, or I would be, like, all right, let's just, like, talk about something else then. Let's, like, drink.
Well, because I know that that works for you.
Right, exactly.
Like, so when I see you being, like, upset at the bar, I'm like, we're just going to not do this.
Yeah.
We're going to do something else.
Exactly.
It's hard. Like, I'm never going to tell you it's not hard. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you find people who are, like, understanding...
Right.
But you do at a certain extent have to explain.
Yeah, I think you definitely have
to tell people. Get anxiety like if they don't have it off the bat. But if you say to someone like, these are the things that trigger me, this is what I need for you from you when I say I'm feeling anxious.
Yeah.
Like if you get anxious in when you're in like a crowded space, if you can turn to a friend and be like, I'm feeling anxious, and they're like, let's go to the bathroom or let's step outside and walk around for a little bit.
Right.
That's all you need. Like someone to understand, like, to kind of know what you need.
Yeah.
And even if you never need those things, just knowing that it's there sometimes makes me feel better.
Right.
Like knowing that I can just be like, that you could do that. Right. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. That's that. It's a little serious, but probably important.
Yeah. Probably.
I don't know.
Oh, kind of.
Maybe. You never know. So that's it for what my therapist said to me this week. Let's get into that For the Boys segment. Oh, baby, come on and say it now. Just let the words come out. This week I had a guy DM me and he asked me, what do you do about pictures of your ex on your Instagram? Like, if a girl that you're talking to goes to your Instagram, she sees that you've got a bunch of pictures with your ex, like, she might be like, oh, are you still dating this girl, or oh, you're still hung up on this girl. And he's like, I want to stay on good terms with my ex, so I don't want to just delete all the pictures, but like, it's kind of weird. It's like
he wants to move on.
Yeah, he wants to move on. It's time to move on. And seeing that photographic evidence on your Instagram is probably kind of like, ugh, I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
To give a direct answer to that, I wouldn't delete all of them. You might want to like archive a few of them. So have them here and there, because that is part of your life. That's part of your history. And if you don't want to be on bad terms with that person, you don't want to be like,
you don't want to delete them
or change the captions to be like, fuck this person. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine?
People do that.
I want to see if my ex did this to me.
That happens all the time where the people will like change the captions. I do it. I've changed
like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Or like, wow, he cheated on me right after this picture was taken. Or like, you know what I mean? Which is actually, it's funny when you're not in the relationship, but like, try to have some maturity about it. But it is like tough, I think, trying to stay on good terms with an ex, just like overall, because I think as a grown person, I feel like when you're like in high school or something, you can be like, yo, fuck that. Like, you can kind of be like a little more immature about it. Even college, it can be like, it's bratty, like, but it's like kind of fun to be like, I have this enemy, like I have this ex, you know. But when you're an adult, and honestly, I think dating, outside of dating apps, when you date as an adult, you tend to be dating friends of friends or someone even in your someone even in your friend group. So you can't be a dick. Yeah. Like, you just have to learn how to be normal.
And that makes you look bad.
It does. If you're like that petty asshole who's 25 years old and like can't be around a girl because you used to have sex and talk sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you need to grow up. But I guess the easiest way to do it is treat them like they're someone you met once. And like, you don't know that well. Like, you're still going to be like polite and friendly to them, but you don't really know them, so you're not sitting down and having an in-depth conversation with them. It's like someone, as though they're someone who just like, it's someone's roommate that they like bring around once in a while. And
dude, this is my life every weekend.
Yeah, it's like you don't really know them, but like you're like, oh, what's up?
Like, I've been trying so hard to be friendly with my ex, but not speak to him directly. So like, I just like, if he joins a group, I'll just like walk out and join, like talk in another group. But I've been doing things like, hey, have you seen my shoes? To make it like not awkward. Can you put a hot dog on the grill for me too? Just random, like, you're my acquaintance.
Like, oh, like we've met, but like we don't know each other.
But then like his dog died and I texted his mom and I texted him. I think that stuff is important to do.
To maintain like a real, just being like, happy birthday. Sorry to hear about your grandma. Yeah. Like, you know, stay on good terms without being friends.
Yes.
Like, without being like, hey, like, saw this on the street the other day, thought of you, like, how are you doing?
No,
like,
that's nuts.
You have to act like everything that happened in the past like didn't really happen. They're just an acquaintance that you know certain things about, but not others.
Like, you can't forget what you went through together. Like, you can't erase that, but that doesn't mean like now you have to be friends.
No,
it's just like, you don't forget those things from the past. Like, you know his dog, you knew his grandma, so if they're gone,
you should,
like,
you say should feel something. Sorry, it's kind of an asshole move if you don't say
right
something.
Exactly.
Like, I've said this before, I'll say it a million times again, you and your ex aren't friends. You were not friends. You were in a relationship. Like, people are always like, he was my best friend, and it's like, or she was my best friend. Sorry, this is for the boys. Yeah, sorry. It's like, you know, he wasn't. She wasn't. Like, you were in a relationship together. And you had a friendship within that relationship. But you weren't friends. You were dating.
Yeah.
And it's completely different. It's a totally different relationship. So you can't just be like, well, no, we're friends now. Because there will always be that element of, like, I've seen you naked.
Yeah.
We were vulnerable together. We had this and that together. Like, you don't need to ignore them. You don't need to be a dick to them. But you shouldn't be friends with them. You just need to be polite. Really, really treat them like they're your buddy from college, like his high school friend that maybe you see once in a while when you come visit him. And you're like, oh, Alana, like, how are you?
Yeah.
Versus like, hey,
this,
like,
song just played.
Remember like
that
when
time
we,
in the Bahamas?
No. That is not staying on good terms. That is like trying to fuck again.
Yeah.
And we don't want that, because you need to move on from your ex.
But you want to be civil. And it makes you look good, like, to new relationships,
oh,
new girls.
Oh, my God. If I meet a guy who's like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, my ex still hangs around, but, like, we don't really talk, but, like, oh, she's a great girl. Like, oh, I met her boyfriend. Like, he seems nice, you know?
Yeah.
And you're not bitter or weird about it. You're not like, I don't have an ex. Like, when you pretend that you, like, don't have an ex, or you're, like, angry with your ex, that always makes me feel like, there's still feelings there. You still like them. I don't want to get involved with that situation because it's clearly still a mess. But a guy who can be mature and just be like, oh, yeah, this is someone I used to date. And you're like,
didn't
surprised
work out,
by
but
it because it just seems like they're like acquaintances.
Right.
I'm like, okay, like, so you're going to treat me with respect here, which, like we said last week, huge. Respect,
huge
turn on. Huge turn on to respect women. So
I see a lot of VMs recently about, I just got out of a relationship. I want to start dating other people, but I don't want to upset my ex.
What's the time period before you can be public about dating an ex? Dating someone new?
Yeah.
I would say like 4 months.
Yeah.
Depending on how long your relationship was.
Right.
If your relationship was only 4 months.
I think it's fair to start seeing other people almost
pretty
immediately.
Soon.
Not
but
immediately.
You don't want to like put
you
it
hide
in their
it
faces.
Though.
Like, you're not like, if you're like ready to move on after you break up with an ex, I wouldn't be like posting stories that you're
so
like,
fucked up.
We're on a date like a week after you broke up.
Yeah, that's
like,
fucked up.
That's actually messed up, because that's just like, wow, you didn't give a fuck about our relationship at all. At least like give the relationship the respect that it deserved.
Yeah.
you know,
you feel when it's okay. You feel the time
when it's appropriate to start talking about it like it's happening.
Yeah.
And you don't, what you don't need to do is have a conversation with your ex about your new person.
No.
You do not need to be like, hey, Chelsea, just wanted you to know I started seeing someone. Because what that feels like is like you're just rubbing it in my face,
right,
that you're seeing someone else. And like that also feels like we're on bad terms. Like, if I got that message, I'd be like, okay, fuck you. I didn't need to know that. Like,
right.
I'm sure that's happening. I'm happy for you. I don't need to be part of your new relationship.
It's easy to hide too.
Yeah.
Like, just don't use social. Don't put it on social
it's
media.
It's easier to hide than to like put it out.
Yeah.
There.
Just like have some respect. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Take it. Be quiet about it.
Like, don't discount the relationship that you had, because
yeah,
like you were together for a reason and things didn't work out for a reason. But remember all the things that you did like about them and just think,
right,
like, would I really want to hurt this person's feelings?
Yeah.
Not really.
Like, one of my girlfriends was dating this guy for a long time and they broke up and he like publicly started dating another girl like literally like a month later, like pictures and stuff like that on social media, and they're still dating, and she's still, that was like 3 years ago, they're still dating, and that's still like her go-to reason why he's an asshole, is that like, well, he got a new girlfriend a month after
that happened to me.
So yeah, like, you don't want to give your ex ammo to hate you, but you have the right to move on, but you have to be respectful about it. Like, you know what,
because
I mean,
because you can't be on good terms if you're shoving,
right,
like, I'm moving on, na 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 na,
yeah,
in
yeah
your face. So yeah, that's how you stay stay friendly, stay on good terms with an ex. We're not saying I want to be friends with my ex. You can't be friends with
just
your
exes. Just to not be the bad guy.
Just like not be like my asshole ex. Be like,
right,
oh yeah, that's my ex.
Right.
Wouldn't you want a girl to be like, that's my ex. He's not a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like imagine if like you're with your new girl and your ex still hates you and she sees you guys out. She's like,
so
he's
awkward.
A fucking asshole.
It ruins, right, both of your nights.
Right.
Like, may as well just stay civil and like make your life easier.
Yeah.
It makes your life
be
so much
mature
easier. Oh, and by the way, if you're the kind of guy who's immediately moving on and posting a bajillion pictures about how you're in love with this person now, probably
stop. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing for all of us.
Yeah.
All I need is a little bit of you and a little bit of me, and we can make history.
Hinge, do you know I was literally about to go, what up, everybody?
Yeah, I know. That's why I did that.
Could you see my brain going,
yeah,
what up,
everybody? Yeah.
Okay, Hinge. Okay, so today we asked you guys to send us your Hinge profiles so we could critique them. The thing that I realized is it's kind of difficult to critique a profile that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
While you guys are listening, it's like there were a couple good ones that I saw. I mean, actually, there were a lot of good ones that I saw.
Yeah.
But this is honestly mostly for girls, because I think we've critiqued a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about girl profiles is two things. One, take everything we say here with like a grain of salt, just
mm-hmm.
because we're girls and I'm not interested in girls. So I don't really know I'm not a guy, so like I don't necessarily know what a guy is going to be looking for,
yeah,
on your profile. Like, I can tell you sort of what I think, but take it with a grain of salt, because I don't 100% know. If
yeah.
I was a dude, I could tell you like, this is what I want to see on a Hinge profile. I don't know why that's my guy impression today,
mm-hmm.
but you know what I mean. And B, something that I found very common is a lot of the profiles were profiles that a girl would like, that like I was like, oh, this is a good profile, but then I'm looking
like
at it and I'm like,
friends with her,
yeah, but I'm looking at it and I'm like, but if I was a guy, I might not like it very much, like I might be a little turned off
mm-hmm.
by it. I think something that I've never liked about guys, to be honest with you, while I'm airing grievances, just something I haven't loved about guys my whole life is like they don't get like hype. Like they do sometimes, but like mostly they get kind of freaked out by energy and get freaked out by like enjoying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always hated that. I'm like, why can't I be like the person that I am? Like, I'm a very excitable person. Like, I enjoy most things. I am basic. I like the basic shit in life. But the thing is, like, guys get a little freaked out when they see a girl that they think might be that kind of girl, even though all of us are, to be honest, a little
like
bit
basic.
That kind of girl. Yeah, like basic. So my advice is try your very, very hardest not to be stereotypically basic on your Hinge profile. Remember, we're tricking men into liking us.
Yeah.
Like, they're not that smart. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not like the super geniuses of the world. When you actually meet the guy, you can be yourself and unload those levels of your personality. But if off the bat, there are five things in your profile off the bat that are like red flags of like basicness, that's going to be bad. Like, there was a girl, I believe her name is McKenna. Honestly, I liked your profile, but it's because like I want to be
your
be friends with you. I thought that you seemed like fun and cute, but you had all five of the red flags on your profile should not be talking about. Like, pictures is a whole separate issue. We'll talk about that. But for your answers, you want to avoid talking about tacos, dogs, the office,
Wine
and The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. That's right, yeah. Either way, I mean,
same fucking thing.
This girl had all five of those things on your profile, and I'm like, yeah, no, we get it. Like, you're a fun, cute girl, but a guy's gonna read that and be like, high maintenance. Not someone who's gonna be interested in my shit. And like, not that I think you should be interested in everything guys are into. Like, be into your own stuff. Be a woman. Be feminine. Like, like what you like. But it's a dating app, you know? It's like you kind of want to hide that stuff about yourself at first.
And I feel like it's stuff you see on the internet all the time.
That becomes like a meme almost.
Yeah.
That like, oh, this girl, like she's that girl from the internet who loves dogs, you know? And it's like, first of all, we all love dogs. Unless you are a like...
vet?
Or like you foster dogs in your spare time. Like, unless like that's actually something that like you really, really, really care about... Keep the word "I love dogs" out of your profile. I would say everyone likes tacos.
We won't get along if you don't like dogs.
Like who doesn't like dogs? You find me a man who won't say I like dogs, and I'll show you a serial killer. Mm-hmm. Like, trust me, you don't need to say that you like dogs. I assume that you like dogs. I would never assume that you didn't.
You know that like phenomenon that. Like, there's so much advertising all the time, billboards and posters and stuff, that your brain ignores them.
What is it? It's like sensory.
Sensory overload?
Yeah.
Whatever. That's what I feel about things that include the word wine, bachelorette, dog, the office. Like, I know what it says without reading it, so I don't read it. Do you know what I'm saying?
And it sort of, like, makes you come off like a Facebook mom.
Yeah.
Also, like, sort of like a as though you think those things make you interesting or something. It's like, I know that that's not what you're doing. It's like you genuinely love those things and you should stay true to yourself. But those are like buzzwords, I guess, that are immediately, I feel like for guys, like a yikes turn off. Like, name someone who doesn't like a glass of wine. You can't. Name someone who doesn't like tacos. Very difficult. Name someone who, actually, I hate The Bachelor.
Yeah, me too. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh God. But most young women, young men tend to kind of like The Bachelor. It's trashy, fun TV.
The Office.
Oh, I mean, come on, you guys. Like, everybody likes the Office. It's a good show. It's not like the best show of all time, but it's a good show. We've talked about it on this show.
It's almost like safe, too. It's almost like you're saying that because you know it's not too
weird or too out
specific.
There. Yeah, it's like you're afraid to actually say what you do like. It's I like The Office. Honestly, I also watch a lot of historical documentaries on Netflix.
Right.
But you're afraid to say that. But honestly, you're going to find a better connection if you just say, like, we'll get along if you'll watch weird historical documentaries with me.
Ancient Aliens.
Great aliens. Show.
So funny. That show is hilarious.
It is so funny. That guy is so funny. I think about it all the time.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Like, do you know what I mean? When you're saying the safe things, you're not going to get as good of a match. So, like, yes, those are buzzwords that guys are kind of like scared of because they're insecure babies, but they're also just not going to get you the best connection that you could have. Instead of saying like, what's our ideal date, like going to get tacos, if you want to say these types of things, you have to make sure you say them in a way that's not just like, here's the word and you imply the rest. Like, you have to be like, ideal date, we go get glasses. We have a charcuterie board and some glasses of wine and pretend to be fancy.
Yeah.
That's so much better than being like, I love to drink wine on my
couch.
A
bottle of wine.
Yeah. On like, my couch. Do you know what I mean? Like, making it more specific. If you love tacos, I mean, I love tacos. Of course I do. But I'm going to say, like, take me to Tacombi for Baja, mm-hmm. Baja Fish Tacos.
Ooh.
Those are my, I mean, those are my, that's my favorite food in the entire world.
Yeah,
the best. You know exactly what that is. I have a thing about fish tacos, mm-hmm. as you know.
From Tacombi, Baja Fish Tacos.
Specifically those, but the ones from Brass Monkey, low-key.
Very good.
Kind of flame.
Very good.
Or I was really drunk.
We were wasted. Yeah.
How many tacos did I eat?
We had three.
I spent $70.
Three orders.
$70 on tacos.
Yeah, it was really good.
They were really
good. Anyway.
But
what did that one girl say? Basically, her question to whatever prompt was like, we watch The Bachelorette and you bring a bottle of wine and tacos.
And it,
something
and it was,
like that.
It was something
like,
that I was
oh
like,
oh my God.
Babe, like, I see what you're going for here. Like, you just want to watch TV on the couch and eat food and drink wine.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to do that. But the way you said it was just like not ideal.
Dogs. I mean, like.
It's just all it is when you say that, it's kind of a cop out.
Yes.
And it kind of makes you seem like.
There's nothing more to you.
You have like no substance. And I know that's not true.
Yeah.
I know you have substance, ladies. Like, come on. You're better than those answers. So, mm-hmm. like, let's try and just think a little outside of the box.
Yes.
I said last week that the best way that you can answer things is by answering what's off the top of your head. But let's go, like, one step deeper than that if that's what's at the top of your head.
It's, like, the topic that's at the top of your head, but then a thought-out sentence.
I feel like, especially when it comes to The Office, it's definitely...
Oh, my God.
It's definitely you being, like, I know that people like The Office. I know that... And maybe you really fucking love it. I know shit. Like, everyone likes it. But it's also kind of, like... If a guy read that, he's not going to think I'm weird. Like, he's going to think I'm normal. But you
be
know what?
Weird.
You're weird. Like,
be
I think
weird.
People like you better when you're weird.
Do you know how many answers I got at my Achilles tendon thing?
Yeah, because it's weird. And it's funny. And it's like, oh, she's crazy. But she's, like, interesting.
Yes.
I think that, you know, I always heard when you're growing up, like, all the things that make you weird and make you uncomfortable, self-conscious, whatever, those are the things that make you a cool adult.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, be a cool adult. Be weird and don't give us those basic bitch answers. Not that there's anything wrong with being a basic bitch. Mm-hmm. I love it, but it doesn't really have a place on a dating app because it doesn't make you stand out. And that's that on that, ladies.
Yes.
Wait, before we stop talking about Hinge.
So, like, I got, like, a really good match with this guy.
Alana found probably the best guy on the whole Hinge app.
Yeah.
Messaged
I haven't him messaged him back yet, but because I'm kind of, like, whatever.
What was his first message?
He responded to my Achilles tendon thing and he was like, wow, House of Wax really scarred you. Which
is that
I guess
that's
where it's from. And I just forgot at like a young age I watched that.
He might be the one, Alana.
Yeah, wow. He just knows a lot about me. Okay. His first picture is so cute. He's wearing like a really fun shirt and a backwards hat. And he's smiling and
like
laughing so
smile.
Hard. And he's holding a chicken finger.
First of
which
all,
I think is just really fun.
Let's break that down. He looks like a fun, happy
fun guy.
Fun guy.
Like, this looks like a good time.
He's like a guy that you're like, oh my God, you would see him having a good time across the bar and be like, I want to know what that guy's about.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a bright colored shirt. As we said, we love a bright colored shirt.
Yeah, great shirt. Mm-hmm. His first question is, this year I really want to be lit and woke. Which is funny because
so funny.
You
know
that that was the
cheek.
First thing that came to his brain.
Yeah, and like
no
it's tongue in cheek. He's definitely being like, oh, LOL, like this is funny. Like he's not a guy who's taking this too seriously.
Yes.
We love that.
Second picture is a group picture, three guys, two girls. And they're all smiling. It just looks like a fun friend group. So it's like a well-rounded, like, this is a normal dude.
Yeah. He's got friends.
Went to Princeton, which is a little too close to home for me, but whatever.
Smart, though. He's smart.
6'3", 26.
Love that. Perfect age, perfect height.
Perfect age, perfect height. Third picture is him, like, on top of a mountain
ooh,
with two girls.
He's athletic.
Yeah. Second answer is, what I wanted to be when I grew up. A guy on Hinge, exclamation point. I think that's
you say
really fun.
Exclamation point?
Exclamation
there
point.
It is.
Yeah.
I was worried there for a second.
No.
No, that's cute though. A guy on it. Like,
that's so
tongue in cheek, so funny. Like,
it's making fun of the app.
He's like, I know we're on this dating app. It's funny. I just want to say hi. What I would say, my one concern about this guy is that he seems like a guy who is just here for a good time, not a long time, you know?
So, yeah. But like.
Maybe a little bit of a fuckboy. Maybe a guy that has hoes. That's my only concern
hoes,
with him.
Probably has hoes. Yeah. His next picture is him. I guess he's a swimmer and he has a ripped swimmer bod at
a
competition.
Body.
Yeah,
let's
they're
real.
Different. They're very different.
They're slim, but they've got that tone.
Yeah, that
I'm into
v.
that. That's like my body type is swimmer body.
Best travel story. Teaching our Sherpa gin rummy after a long day of trekking the Annapurna mountains in Nepal.
I mean, that's an interesting travel story.
That's a good travel story. No dot, dot, dot. No
And you're not
emotion
bragging.
About it.
You're just kind of like, oh, we played cards with this guy. It was cute. Like, that's funny.
His next picture is him with a group of guys. They're all in tuxedos. And it's like a selfie. And he's the one holding the camera. And he
has like a goofy
grin. A goofy, fun. It's like mid-laugh.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God,
why am I blushing? I love this guy.
You are blushing.
I like this guy. And the last picture is him skiing. Oh, my God. It's elevation 12,000 feet. That's really high.
It's pretty high.
He's snowboarding, I mean, which is cool. So which is cool. Really cool. And he connected his Instagram and there's just
so
more shit
going on.
So
he's a real person.
This is like, great. I feel like I saw his profile and was like, he didn't try hard at all. You could tell he made this in 5 minutes. And it's like,
but it's good.
It's a normal, that's a normal ass guy.
See how much better it is when you don't try than when you do. There are guys that I can tell try so hard and they're just not as interesting and cute as like this guy. Mm-hmm. Again, the other side of that is like, if he's not trying hard, he's probably not there for.
Maybe he's not. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like not looking for anything right now, but like you never know until you try. And mm-hmm. he's still cute and fun. And he caught your eye. And that's all you want to do with your profile. Because at the end of the day, your profile can only take you so far. Your profile can take you that eye catch. Who this person looks interesting. This guy looks cute. This mm-hmm. girl seems fun. This I like, you know, whatever about this person. It's up to you after that to be interesting, smart, funny, cute, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Be the right person. But you want to catch people's eye. And that's what I mean when I say like your profile doesn't, it should be a reflection of who you are, but it should be like the surface level of who you are.
Yes.
Like it does, you don't need to like try too hard with your profile because at the end of the day, like he's not dating your profile.
Yeah.
He's dating you.
Like he said nothing about himself. Basically.
You know, he's only that funny. He hikes only. And that he's funny.
And that he was in Nepal once.
And he snowboards. Like, okay. We know a couple things about him.
But his questions, the answers to his questions,
they weren't deep.
They were nothing. They're just
so
funny.
Surface level, but like interesting.
Yes.
So that's the key.
Yeah. Because I feel like for guys attracting girls, your pictures is one thing. Like I would say if I first looked at this, he's not my type.
Mm-hmm.
But his questions, the answers to his questions made me
interested.
Be like, oh, is this my type?
And conversely, a lot of times I'll see a guy who is like, oh my God, who are you? Like, damn, you are
so
hot.
Who is he?
Yeah. But then you read the answers and you're just like, oh God, you're the worst. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
your answers suck.
You're boring or you think you're funny or you had the office in your answers.
Oh, God. Please get the office the fuck off Hinge.
What? Rake these three TV shows. Entourage, It's Always Sunny, Breaking Bad. If I see that one more time, I...
Just like the most highly rated shows ever.
For guys. Like, those are the three most basic guy shows in the entire mm-hmm. world. Like, we get it. You're mm-hmm. a dude. You have a penis. You know? Like,
yeah.
Anyways. So, moral of the story, don't be basic, guy or girl. Don't try too hard. And be yourself, but not too much of yourself. They can find out later how fucking insane you are. Okay, so before we get into the end of the episode, I have one more message from a sponsor. This is Lola. Oh, we love Lola. I say that every time we have a Lola. Can Lola send us more tampons, please? I ran out and it's like really upsetting.
The desk tampons.
Yeah, they lived on my desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need more. They're the best. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. The founders started their company with a simple and seemingly obvious idea. Women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. They ask themselves, if we care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products we use, why shouldn't the same be true of our feminine care products? I mean, that's so fucking true.
So fair.
I mean, we're putting shit inside of our bodies and we don't even know what's in mm-hmm. it. That is like so scary and messed up. Mm-hmm. I get passionate about it every time I read this ad.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm like, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
What's in my tampons?
What am I putting in my vagina? Yeah. Like, we've said this before.
One of the most delicate organs in your body.
The pH balance is a delicate, delicate thing. You want to mess that up with some bullshit you don't even know about? Mm-mm, ladies. Because the FDA doesn't require brands to tell you what's in them. Mm-hmm. It could be all kinds of synthetic shit. Who knows what's in them? But with Lola, you know exactly what you're getting because it's 100% organic tampons. You can customize your box. It makes you feel like you're bejazzling. I'm so immature. Okay. You can customize your box with...
To fit your box. For your specific box.
Yeah. for your specific needs. If you only like tampons, if you hate tampons, if you only need super plus, if you only need super light, if you only use a certain amount of tampons per month because you have a lighter flow, or if you need more because you have a heavier flow, whatever you need and what you want, however often that you need it, Lola has a subscription box for you. Blah, 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 blah. We love that. They're great. They're good tampons. And that's my endorsement, is they're good tampons. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. For 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Ellie when you subscribe. That is mylola.com, promo code Ellie. Get yourself some good ass tampons, ladies. Mm-hmm. All right.
So we got a crazy story.
We haven't done that one in a while, but we've got one for you.
This was really interesting. So this is from someone named Mike. Slept with a married slept with a married chick over the weekend. She was a family friend from childhood. She was in town for visiting family since she has moved away and gotten married. She hit me up to get drinks. I figured as friends, because while I didn't think I was a total piece of shit. Like, what's a poss? Drinks were flowing and she kissed me. Ooh.
Ooh.
Told me to take her home and we fucked, but not like normal drunk sex. It was wildly passionate. Did you guys have a history? I'm confused.
Like passionate.
Next morning I woke up and she was gone. She told me she wanted me to be her side piece for when she comes to visit her family. What is the correct course of action for this?
Don't like I what do you mean this what's the crazy. Correct course of action?
Is that normal within marriages? Like,
dude,
is this like
I've
a
heard
normal?
Some crazy shit. I was watching this video the other day and Cody Ko was talking that's all I watch Cody Ko was talking about how there's this woman who like hooked up with a guy on the dance floor and then the next and thought it was her husband and it wasn't, and then the next week brought her husband and like now it's like a throuple. Like, I'm like, do these things happen? Does marriage get that
well
fucking
I know
boring?
A lot of people are do like the throuple thing, but the like, side piece thing
the
is that
I mean, probably
like that seems she it seems like she said it like it was like nothing, like, oh yeah, you want to be my side piece, like she needs a spot to fill. Like she has
I
an opening
guess, but it's just weird to me. Don't you think that's weird?
Yeah, I would say no.
I would say probably don't do that.
Yeah, probably don't.
Probably not your best idea. And it also feels like she's like being a little predatory. I don't know how old this guy is, but
I think they went to high school together, he said.
Oh, that's so weird.
So was she like in love with
you
or something?
Oh, that's super weird. Oh, that's know. Too dude, that's too weird.
That's weird. That's, get move on yeah. from high school.
Let's like not hook up with people we went to high school with. That's our goal for the summer.
Yikes.
No people that we went to high school with.
No. No.
We're done with that. Super done with that. All right. So someone asked if we could do a word of the day. I don't know. Like, that's so funny. I found a word that I like.
What is it?
Ephemeral.
I think I know that word, but yeah? I don't know what it means.
You've heard the word ephemeral,
yeah.
I'm sure.
And I just like nod like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I like the word because it makes me feel like I'm like, ooh.
But what does it mean?
But it just means like something that lasts a really short time. Like it's fleeting. Like,
oh, I love
it's ephemeral.
That.
Like it's something that's only going to, it's my summer fling is ephemeral.
Oh, okay.
To use it in
use
a
it
sentence.
In a sentence.
Your summer fling should be ephemeral. Okay. If it lasts longer than the summer, it's not a summer fling. It's a relationship. So that's our word of the day. Ephemeral.
Nice. Cry count?
I've cried a fuck ton this week, yeah. Just because I've been like dealing with some stuff and I think it's fine now.
I agree.
It seems fine.
It's weird because this all the crying was occurring when it was cloudy and raining and now the sun's out and it's like, oh, you know what? Everything feels better.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, I like rain, but it didn't help.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like nasty.
It made it worse.
I'm like, I'm sad.
But now it's like,
that's not fair. Ooh. Yeah. So. I don't know. I think things are good. My birthday's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fine. I like the plan that you came up with.
Oh, thank
I've been
you.
Thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, that seems like the move. But should we start early at the first bar? Like 8?
Yes.
Yeah.
The sun will still
should
be
we
out.
Get, like dinner beforehand?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'm really sad though that like my
friend. A lot of people aren't going to
be
here.
Here.
A lot of people won't be here actually.
Yeah. It's actually like really upsetting.
Because people are like leaving the
dude,
city.
This happens to me.
I'm only staying because of this.
I know. This happens to me every birthday. Like people always go out of town for the 4th of July and my birthday is always the week before the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. So I've always had a birthday that was like, whoever's in town, can you hang out with me? Like I've always had that birthday. My 21st, no one was in town except for my best friend. I mean, I had a great 21st, but no one was in town except for my best friend. But we got waisty pants. Yeah. We were with people we didn't know like that well, with a bunch of guys. So it was like us and a bunch of guys. So it was like fun. It was, like, right. It was actually a really good birthday. But 23.
Let's get it.
I hope I cry.
Me too.
I know what I'll cry about.
Me too.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's rude. You okay. want to sleep over on Friday night?
Yeah. Sounds
Unless
like
somebody
fun.
Else sleeps over. Kidding. They won't.
Thruple?
Ooh, not enough room in my small bed.
So true.
All right, ladies and lads, I guess. Thanks so much for listening. I always want to say thanks so much for watching because of YouTube. But thanks so much for listening. Love you a lot. Have a really great 4th of July. No, that'll be next. Yeah, that'll be this week. Have a really good 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Have a really good my birthday. make sure if you didn't wish me a happy birthday, by the
fuck
way,
you.
Like, fuck you.
Because this is like in the past.
This
now.
Is now in the past. So it's like, you know, you're not a real OG. Somebody did send me happy birthday today. And I was like, it's not my birthday, but thank you. Mm-hmm. It begins. All right. Love you guys so much. So, yeah, have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a good one. And we'll catch you on
the next one.
I love myself, I wanna see it. When I turn around, look in the mirror. And if you don't like it, you can leave it. Cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. If you don't like what I'm wearing, well, you're only bothered cause you're staring. And you'll never talk me into caring. Cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. I'ma do just what I want on the regular. And it's really scared of
siren. First we had this.
What the fuck is going on?
Seriously,
outside?
Is this happening right now?
We can't record like this
when it's like that.
Is this a joke? This is every like city noise I could think of. This is an ambulance, like a cop car, and construction. When you just like a yelling crackhead.
It's like somebody is like playing a CD of city sounds.
Is this
outside.
A joke? We need like a screaming crackhead fight. And that'll just sum up New York.
There's a
cat calling.
It's like, ayo, bitch.
Hey, bitch.